Have you ever considered hybrid cars? There are many perks to owning one, like saving money on gas or feeling less guilty by reducing your impact on the environment. But the biggest downside to hybrids are the short battery life, and they often have troubles getting uphill. Luckily, we now have a solution to this problem. By using palladium nanoparticles, we can speed up the reaction in fuel cells, which can increase your car battery life and power by up to 10 times. Our special guest today, graduate student Renee Mann from the University of British Columbia, is here today with us to explain her findings and the mechanism behind creating palladium nanoparticles. Welcome to the show, Renee. So, to start out with, can you explain exactly what nanoparticles are? I think I'm not alone when I say I've never heard of them.
So, nanoparticles, as in nanoscale of particles, so their nanoscale is in 10 to negative 9 meters. So they're really, really small. If you have one particle on your desk, you probably can't see it. And that's why we have to use electron microscopes to view these small, small things.
So if these nanoparticles are so tiny, how on earth can they make such a big difference?
I use them to do catalysis reactions. So I add a little bit of it into a reaction, and it will speed up the reaction by a lot. So reactions that can not occur normally can now speed up to many, many times more.
So having these nanoparticles within the fuel cell will speed up the reactions that form energy which makes the cars go? That makes sense. So what made you start studying them?
So honestly, I did not start this study myself. It was my undergraduate student who actually did this.
Really? How did this idea come about?
Like, honestly, he went to the lab and said, well, this one random chemical that we have, let's try this into making palladium nanoparticles. Well, there, your result. That's exactly how it started. And then I decided to move it to a totally different perspective from a normal paper on palladium nanoparticles. Normally, what they do is say that, oh, here are some nanoparticles, and here are how they look. That's it. So we took a different approach in looking at the matter and said, well, I think no one has done the mechanism before, and therefore we're going to counter this.
So, on to the mechanism. You did this experiment at a low temperature. What are the benefits of doing it like that as opposed to a higher temperature?
The benefit of doing lower temperatures is, of course, the heating efficiencies and such, because a lot of the systems have to heat it to, like, 200 or 300 degrees. That's the common standard of making nanoparticles is pretty much my method. Mine gets to the nanoparticles at around 85 degrees or so.
Oh, wow. Some of the reactions happen at 300 degrees? I can't even imagine how hot that must be.
You can imagine that 300 degrees is like an oven. Honestly, I would not be willing to be standing beside a reaction that's 300 degrees and building up the pressure.
So if we are making these nanoparticles at a lower temperature, we're saving energy. And by using them in batteries, they will be more efficient and have less impact on the environment. We're basically saving the world by using these, hey. Anyways, that's all the time we've got, folks. Thank you so much for talking to us, Renee, and best of luck to your future researches. On the next segment of Sci 300 News, are your household cleaning supplies killing you? The answer may surprise you. Tune in next time, weekdays at 4:30 p.m.